This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership. Let's come aboard.
Happy Wednesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 3-hour Big Bang Barbecue. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Baltimore to Boston, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. How is everybody doing this morning? Thanks so much for joining us. This is a big show. You know, last couple of years, we are nothing if not transparent. We will tell you when we are happy. We will tell you when we are sad. We will tell you when we enjoy each other's company. We will tell you when we hate each other's company. And so airing of the grievances has happened over the last couple of years here on the show, where we have found it to be a very healthy venting about what we are frustrated by in our colleagues, in our peers. It usually happens around Christmas time, sometime in December, but this year we got jammed up because we had the 12 days of Christmas quickly rolling into Pete the Body Bilotti's wedding, a.k.a. the Holly Jolly Bilotti. Bilotti took basically a 4.5-week break from the show for the wedding, for the holidays, for the honeymoon, for everything. And so we couldn't get everybody together. Mraz was out. Bogish was out. I was out. It was hard to get everybody together. So we have not had a chance in December to do the airing of the grievances. Today will be that day. Next hour, at 40 minutes past the hour, myself, Mraz, Bogish, and Bilotti will step to the center of the room and address the other three. And we will air our professional grievances. Personal grievances off the table. Professional grievances. Now, if personal ends up bleeding into professional, that's fine. But let's try to keep this above board, guys, because it could get ruthless, it could get angry, it could get dangerous. And unlike Baker Mayfield, I didn't wake up feeling dangerous today. Airing of the grievances, a Festivus for the rest of us, coming up here in hour number two today. Also, we'll have Mike Giardi joining us from the NFL Network. He is based out of Boston. We'll talk about the Patriots' chances this weekend against the Chargers at home. And the Patriots end up being one of the most interesting storylines of divisional round weekend. They are the slightest home favorite. The other home teams are favored by more points. Clearly, there's a question about where we are in the timeline of the Patriots dynasty, and whether Brady is aging and deteriorating, and whether this is kind of inching towards the conclusion. So we'll talk to Mike Giardi, who has been there for many, many years, one of the great reporters surrounding the Patriots. He'll join us coming up here an hour from now. We'll talk about the Chiefs and the Colts coming up here in about 15 minutes. We'll talk about the Jets and Mike McCarthy and the dance they're doing. We'll also discuss perhaps the best beer promotion ever. Can you do better than Cody Parkey? And much, much more this morning. As always, you can hit us up on the phones at 855-212-4CBS. That phone number again is 855-212-4227. And on Twitter, you can hit us up, DA, on CBS.
I'm not on Twitter or Facebook right now.
But can we begin with some of these coaching hires? Because yesterday we saw two more get hired. We've seen now Matt LaFleur end up going to Green Bay. Matt LaFleur was the offensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans, and he is built in the Sean McVay mode. Young 30-something, handsome, offensive mind, the young offensive innovator. After what Sean McVay has done, NFL teams looking to find the next Sean McVay. Now, what we saw yesterday was Cliff Kingsbury getting the Arizona Cardinals job, which again, absolutely feels like chasing the ghost of Sean McVay. Young guy, 30-something, well-groomed, handsome, well-dressed, offensive mind. Yeah, get him. And I'd like to remind the NFL people, just because the guy is young and handsome and an offensive mind doesn't mean he's Sean McVay. It almost feels like we've got the Rooney rule and now the Rooney Mara rule. The Rooney Mara rule being you're mandated to interview a 30-something handsome person. So I've got all types of thoughts on Cliff Kingsbury getting this job after a sub-500 career as a head coach at Texas Tech, but I want to start with Bruce Arians. Because 1 year ago, Bruce Arians walked away from coaching, saying that he lost the love. He lost the passion. His health was no good, and he needed to spend time with his family. He walked away from the Arizona Cardinals, citing all of the reasons he could not come back and coach again. It wasn't that he needed a fresh start somewhere else, or the organization would be better served under somebody else, or he just needed to take a breather. It was, I lost my passion, I miss my family, and my health is bad. So the Cardinals end up having to spin the wheel of bozos. They end up getting Steve Wilks. He goes 3-13. He's already fired. Meaning the Cardinals had to then hire a new head coach yesterday, which was Kingsbury. So in this episode of Inception, if Bruce Arians did not essentially quit, then the Cardinals would not have hired Cliff Kingsbury, we assume. But yet here is Bruce Arians coming back to Tampa Bay yesterday and accepting the job with the Buccaneers. And I have to ask myself, what changed, Bruce? You know, it's really nice that everybody around the NFL loves Bruce Arians because he's a great soundbite and he's friendly and he's cordial and he seems to have his priorities straight. He wanted all of his assistant coaches to leave by 10 p.m. every single night so that they can see their family. He's not a guy that sleeps at the office, that he's a guy that understood there's more to life than just football. He was a grinder. He was a longtime assistant. He finally got his first head coaching gig. He was going to take advantage of that by understanding it's not just football. But we're sitting here a year later and suddenly all those things that Bruce Arians said, why he couldn't coach, apparently are out the window. So how am I supposed to take Bruce Arians seriously in this job? He joined Tiki and Tierney last year right here on CBS Sports Radio and said,
I was leaning. You know, when Chris said to me, you know, Jake will be 40 this year. And I mean, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I mean, I see you guys all the time and you and Rhonda, and I'm like, damn, these guys are getting old. But I don't ever feel like I got old. When she said that, it's like, man, how much have I missed? And I miss my granddaughter. Gosh, she's 23. Now I have a grandson that's 6 months old, and I don't want to miss it.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heartrending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Did I miss the time, miss the moment, miss the news flash where his kids and grandkids stopped growing? Did they just, they're not in the picture anymore? He could just come back to coaching and they just stop getting older? They just put that on pause? Did the Arians family end up going Benjamin Button and they're aging now backwards and so he can take a head coaching job? It's so disingenuous. It's so disingenuous to cite, I miss my son, I miss my grandchildren, I want to spend time with the family. And then a year later, you're coaching again. It's so Urban Meyer, and we crush Urban Meyer. We annihilate Urban Meyer for being a liar. And we don't with Bruce Arians because Bruce Arians is a likable guy. Now, I think Bruce Arians has been a guy that's refreshing for the NFL. It took him so long to become a head coach that I think it put a lot of priorities into place for him. And I think that he treated his guys well. It seemed like guys really enjoyed playing for him. I think those coaches really love him. What Todd Bowles says about what Bruce Arians has done for him as a coach, as an assistant coach, as a head coach, totally changed his life. I think Bruce Arians has altered a lot of people's lives in a positive way, which I totally 100% respect. But unless the Bidwell clan and the Cardinals agreed, hey man, you should probably just go. Unless they all agreed behind the scenes it's better if you leave, this is completely disingenuous to suddenly come back and say, I want to coach. And oh, by the way, remember just like 2 weeks ago, Bruce Arians said the only job I want is the Browns and I'm not interested in any other job? Remember that? Bruce Arians again, totally disingenuous. He joined Zach Gelb on these airwaves, CBS Sports Radio, and said, I'm not coming back for any other job. I'm only interested in the Browns. So a year ago, it's all about family. 2 weeks ago, it's all about the Browns. And yesterday, yeah, I'm the new head coach of the Buccaneers. Is that not amazing? Bruce Arians ended up being one of the winningest coaches in Arizona Cardinals history, although the final 2 years were 500 seasons, 7-8-1 and then 8-8. So perhaps things had stalled in Arizona, and perhaps behind the scenes, they had quietly agreed it's time to move on, and that Arians just used his family as the public reason. But boy, oh boy, I can't trust Bruce Arians. I can't. Is he going to do the same thing to the Buccaneers a year from now? I got to go back and spend time with the family. I forgot. Sorry. I totally forgot. My kids are growing up, and it's tough not to be around them, and my grandchildren are getting older, and I forgot about all that stuff. Remember all that stuff I said? Just I ignored it, and now I remembered it again. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. And this is not to bag on a potentially good man, but how am I supposed to trust his intentions here? And Merez, you have even more concerns about the reason he's coming back. In your mind, it might be as cheap as, I just want a cheap retirement plan here.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's taking this job in Green Bay, and he could said what he said about Cleveland. I think he saw the Tampa Bay job get open and realized, ooh, golf, nice weather, don't have to deal with the cold. I could kind of just go in and out of coaching and out of the film room, smoke my cigars, hit the driving range, and I'm good to go. This is a chance to put your feet up in nice weather for the next couple of years in his late 60s. I don't know that he's really going to crack to be the first one in, first one out. Is Bruce Arians really going to do this with that nice weather in Tampa? I have a hard time thinking that.
Well, he wasn't first one in, first one out anyway.
Right.
So, but at least I would assume he wants to put in work to win here, that it matters to him to win.
He's still a football mind and he's going to care about winning to an extent. But if the going gets tough with Jameis Winston, is he really going to go full bore to figure this thing out? Like if he hits a couple bumps in the road on what he's trying isn't working, or does he just kind of, it is what it is, let me go light my cigar and let me go play golf?
If I gave you over under 2.5 seasons, would you take the over or the under?
Under. I think it's 2 years and he's out.
Well, look, I kind of do too. And if it's 2 years that he's out, then this is a mistaken hire. You can't be hiring coaches for 2 years. then you're just spinning the wheel yet again in Tampa.
And I think the fact that he had his staff so ready-made to come in there made Tampa feel at ease to an extent that, okay, this is going to be pretty smooth, where I think the whole thing's a farce. Arians has so many friends that he just puts together this staff. They're ready to rock. And what's that mean if he's gone in 2 years? Are they setting up Todd Bowles to be the coach of the Bucs?
Well, exactly right, right.
That's a brutal pill to swallow.
Exactly right. If he is willing to walk away in 2 years again, then the Buccaneers are back to square one. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227 on Twitter, DA on CBS. When we return, the Indianapolis Colts have two ways they can go coming up this weekend, Saturday in Kansas City. Do you try to play keep away from Patrick Mahomes, or do you go shot for shot? Can the Colts outshoot the Chiefs? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, you like that big boy?
How long have D.A. and Marash known each other?
Yeah, the network, yeah.
Oh, so they have been working together that long?
From January of 13.
Okay.
Of 12.
That explains a lot, okay.
Well, why? What do you mean by that?
I mean, just like how that whole thing, the dynamic of that whole thing over there.
Right, yeah, of course. They've been working together for a while now.
Right.
D.A. on CBS Sports Radio.
It explains a lot. It explains a whole hell of a lot. Welcome back, D.A. with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember, full episode are available on iTunes. If you missed anything or want to hear it again, search DA CBS on iTunes. Download us there or anywhere else that podcasts are downloadable. Also, you can listen to us on demand. DAOnCBS.com is the website for audio on demand. It's an Ask the Pros Day where you get to ask a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. So simply tweet at me, DA on CBS.
I'm not on Twitter or Facebook right now.
And be listening later on to the show. We'll answer that question. Think O'Reilly for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. And now we're told free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You could save 15% or more on car insurance. Joe is next up. He's in Baltimore listening on CBS Sports Radio's 1300. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
I just wanted to comment quick. I just heard you talk about the Bruce Arians hire. I'm a big-time Tampa Bay fan, unfortunately. I've been a Tampa Bay fan for a long time. And I actually think it's a good hire. And the fact that he's bringing in Todd Bowles, a good defensive coach, defensive-minded, that's what our problem is. Offense is not an issue. Defense is an issue. I think it's good all across the board. Dirk Cutter had to go. And we need a change.
So you don't worry about him leaving again, because last year he just kind of left the Cardinals because of age and health and family.
Honestly, I'm not concerned about that. I mean, I think he needed a change of heart. He was in Arizona for a good while. He noticed that it was teetering to the left. So I'm okay with it. People have a change of heart. And now he's looking at going to Tampa, like you guys said, sunny weather, nice. I think it's a good hire. I really do.
Well, I think for fixing the defense, yes, Todd Bowles is a nice defensive coordinator. And Bowles might not have been a great head coach. I think he could be a very good defensive coordinator. And the Buccaneers' problem is clearly defense. I'm just worried about an organization that continually has to spin its wheels finding the right head coach, having to do that again for a guy that just a year ago said he didn't want to coach anymore and just weeks ago said he only wanted the Browns job. There's a part of this that just feels like he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. And because of that, I can't trust that he really is invested in the job and trying to fix it. David's next up in Abilene, Texas, listening to 98.1 to CBS Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Not much, D.A. You and Marash, thanks for taking my phone call here, buddy.
My pleasure. What's going on?
Well, I just want to get your comments, your take on a Cliff of Kingsbury becoming the Cardinals head coach. I guess I'm a little bit out of the loop. I thought he was going to be the offensive coordinator for USC. I just want to get your guys' take on this. I'm not far from Lubbock, and I know about him at Texas Tech, of course, and Patrick Mahomes. I hope it works out for everybody. What I'm trying to say, I want you to get your guys' take on this, D.A.
Well, you're right. He was hired as USC's offensive coordinator, and he took that job because he did not think he was going to get another head coaching job. He had to buy himself out of the USC gig, which I'm sure the Cardinals helped him do. But he did not think he was going to get a head coaching gig. He thought he was going to have to rehabilitate his image, and so he was going to go to USC to fix their offense. And what ended up happening? with 8 openings across the NFL, a quarter of the league, owners realized, I'm going to fire my guy, but I don't know if there's better options out there, but let's just fire my guy first, and we'll figure it out last. Next. So shoot first, ask questions later. And then I think the idea was, well, can we get young and offensive? Because Sean McVay, it worked for him. And look at Patrick Mahomes. That's exciting. And Matt Nagy worked. And Doug Peterson worked. And those are offensive guys. And Sean McVay worked. And Kyle Shanahan looks like he's working. So let's get the exciting offense. And how can we get Sean McVay 2.0? Everybody's searching for Sean McVay 2.0. Young, hot assistant coach that can revolutionize your offense, make it exciting, sell tickets, and get you to the playoffs. And so the Packers went with Matt LaFleur, who is, by all intents and purposes, Sean McVay's best friend. McVay went to bat for him for that interview. And Cliff Kingsbury, who, by and large, looks like Sean McVay. He's young, he's handsome, he's well-groomed, he's got 5 o'clock shadow. He's an offensive guy, a former quarterback, and runs an air raid offense. I just think these teams are grasping at the Sean McVay straws. And I've got real questions about Kingsbury. Because Cliff Kingsbury was a head coach, and he wasn't a very effective one. Sean McVay had never been a head coach before, but he had had 9 years in the NFL as an assistant. Cliff Kingsbury has never been an assistant coach in the NFL. He was a backup quarterback, but then got the Texas Tech job. And before you say, well, you can't win at Texas Tech, that's why he was 5 games under .500 in his career overall and 16 games under .500 in the Big 12. By the way, a guy that runs the most explosive offense, supposedly, couldn't win in the most explosively offensive league in college football. That seems weird to me. He was 16 games under .500 in an offensive league as an offensive guy. It seems weird to me that Cliff Kingsbury is seen as an offensive genius. I think there's just this idea that he looks the part. And he should be another young, innovative guy on the offensive side of things. But it doesn't necessarily work that way. You know, youth and beauty has forever been the currency of choice in American culture. We don't honor our elders. We don't bow at the feet of those that are oldest. We stick them in retirement homes. What we do is we just bow at the feet of the Taylor Swifts of the world, the Ariana Grandes of the world, young, beautiful people. I mean, let's just face it. If you're young and beautiful in American culture, you can do anything. The Jonas Brothers, beautiful. What can't they do? The Kardashians are actively distorting their face to just stay young and beautiful because that's how you have cultural relevance. Same thing is happening in the NFL. Sean McVay, young and handsome. Matt LaFleur, young and handsome. Cliff Kingsbury, young and handsome. We don't even know if they can coach. Give them jobs, quick. Somebody give them the jobs, all of the jobs. Hoping that some of this magic pixie dust rubs off. Doug Peterson doesn't look like Cliff Kingsbury, but he just won a Super Bowl. And nobody's going, let's find the next Doug Peterson. Doesn't work that way. It's not sexy. I've got real questions about why Cliff Kingsbury deserves a head coaching job at the NFL. The guy was 16 games under .500 in Lubbock, Texas. And you might say, well, nobody can win at Lubbock, Texas. I know one guy, the guy before, Mike Leach. The guy before Cliff Kingsbury won a lot at Texas Tech. Won twice as many games at Texas Tech. Somehow he found a way to do it. Kingsbury couldn't. Kingsbury can dance. Kingsbury can make moms swoon. Kingsbury looks the part. But Kingsbury can't coach. But give him a head coaching job at the NFL because young, bright, innovative, cool sunglasses. You know, it's that JFK thing. He can do anything. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. 1 hour from now, we will have the airing of the grievances, where we will have a roundtable discussion where we will pointedly discuss what bothers us about each other. Stay tuned for that. We'll continue with your phone calls on the NFL offseason and the playoffs and everything else. Also coming up next, I want to go into a really interesting article about next-gen stats surrounding Brady, his age, and his production at this point in his career. Because it'll set up having Mike Giardi join us on the show coming up at the top of the hour. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Good value, big upside.
It was a ragtag team. It was like the Bad News Bears beat the Little Giants.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Brand new PGP is out. The Permission Granted podcast, the show about the show within the show. And to this one, Mraz has a very surprising admission about the huge freeze era. And yes, we can call it an era because it is now over. The week leading into the bye week of the NFL, the week before the Super Bowl. So coming out of the NFC-AFC Championship games, we will have the jersey retirement ceremony of Hugh Freeze. But the era is over, and Mraz has a pretty surprising admission in the PGP about that. Check it out by downloading the Permission Granted podcast everywhere podcasts are downloaded and listening to it at daoncbs.com. On Twitter, DA on CBS, Courtney, the First Lady of Trash Tuesday tweets, can you please apply your young and beautiful theory to why Nick Saban feels the need to spray tan and dye his hair? He doesn't have to do that to keep his job. Courtney, it is the exact thing that I'm talking about. It underscores perfectly what I'm talking about in American culture. We do not honor the elderly. We do not honor the wisdom of the elderly. We look at needing to stay young. Coach K has been dyeing his hair forever. Coach K's in his 70s. He does not have jet black hair. Okay? He just doesn't. It is so obvious he is dyeing his hair like Count Chocula. Same thing with Nick Saban. He is so obviously spray tanning and dyeing his hair as well. And yet, those guys are completely at ease and comfortable, right, with their job status. I mean, they don't have to worry about anything. Why? Because as they get older, we begin looking at them less. We think of them less. Oh, he's losing it. He's getting old. He can't do it anymore. That's why I appreciate Frank Reich and Greg Popovich. They're actively trying to look older than they are. I mean, Frank Reich could look like Scott Bakula. Instead, he's trying to turn into the Santa Claus 3. It's amazing. But you're trying to win young people recruiting-wise. You're trying to stay relevant. You're trying to make everybody ignore your age because in America, we will say you're too old for the job. It's why those guys do that. I mean, Coach K and Nick Saban have the ultimate job security, and yet they are dyeing their hair. Again, do you think Coach K at 71 years old has jet black hair? It's crazy. Totally crazy. It's why everybody in Hollywood does Botox. It's why somehow, some way, how old is Sylvester Stallone? I mean, how much work has he had done? Look at Schwarzenegger. Can't look old, don't look old, not allowed to look old. Young, beautiful, it's what we do. It's what we honor. It's what we think is the best. And so Cliff Kingsbury, Matt LaFleur, who knows if they're good coaches, but give them jobs. Please, quick, somebody get these people jobs. I mentioned this story about the Chiefs and the Colts. The Chiefs have the most explosive offense in the NFL. They've got the most explosive quarterback in the NFL. But they've got one of the worst defenses in the NFL. And so going into this weekend's game against the Colts, what do you do if you're Indianapolis? Do you try to take advantage of the pass defense of the Chiefs and go toe for toe because you've got Andrew Luck? Or do you try to ground and pound and keep it away, limit possessions of Mahomes, that offense? Frank Reich said, quote, "If it's running it for 200 yards or throwing it for 400, I'm always going to say the same thing. We're trying to score every time we touch the ball. We're not trying to think too so much about, well, let's hold the ball, keep it from them. We want to run it. There's no secret about that. That does keep them off the field. That would be great. But the primary goal is to score points." End of quote. What should the Colts do? The Colts should not go into this game thinking that they need to score 45 points, because they don't. The Colts' defense is far better than the Chiefs' defense. Far better. And after the Chiefs lost Kareem Hunt, their ground game has not been as effective. Whereas Marlon Mack and that offensive line has been phenomenal on the ground for the Colts. I would say if you're Indianapolis, you do not go into this game saying, well, we're going to have to score 45 points to win, because you might not. As great as Mahomes is, I think if you are the Colts, you're aiming for 28 points. If you put up 28 points, you're at least in the game. Look, is it possible Mahomes explodes and they erupt for 50 points? It's possible. I think it's doubtful. I think this game is played in the 30s. I think this is a 31-28, a 34-31. It's not going to be low scoring, but it's not going to be an eruption of points. And I would say if you're the Colts, if your aim is 28, you're in the game. I don't know if 28 wins it. But I think if you know you can score 28 points, which I think you can against that Chiefs defense, you're in it, and you make life difficult on the Chiefs, and you make them have to make plays at the end of the game instead of running away in a marathon, or running away in a sprint, rather. But if I'm the Colts, I go, we can be balanced today. Because I know we can run it, I know we can pass it. There's no need to go three and out if we don't have to. There's no need to quickly give Mahomes the ball. Unless we're down by three touchdowns, we'll be able to run the football. We'll be able to pass the football. What I think the crucial differentiator is in this game is the Colts need touchdowns, not field goals. You know, they could go up and down the field of the Chiefs, but as long as Kansas City holds them to field goals, the Chiefs will win that football game. Be patient, be balanced if you're the Colts, but absolutely you must convert inside the red zone and not settle for field goals. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, Twitter, DA on CBS. Alberto's next up, Lake Havasu, Arizona, listening to 94.3 there. Good morning, Alberto.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, DA?
I'm well. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. Thank you for asking. Listen, hear me out on this. I think the Chiefs, in my opinion, that jumping in front of us, a couple years ago, to take Patrick Mahomes as a direct connection to Cliff Kingsbury being our new head coach. Now, think about this. Bruce Arians talked about liking Patrick Mahomes a lot that year. The Chiefs ended up jumping ahead of us to take him. We ended up taking Hassan Reddick. Now, whether or not he wants to tell anybody or if anybody wants to see it this way, but I believe he knew the future in Arizona was not looking good after that, because we were probably trying to do the same thing that the Chiefs did with him. Did him for a year behind Carson Palmer. We know Carson Palmer's getting old. So, you know, we needed that to happen. So that didn't happen that way. We don't have a quarterback for the future. Carson Palmer retires. Bruce Arians, you know, doesn't see a future there because he genuinely had his heart on, you know, whispering another quarterback, making another pro. So he leaves. He leaves. We have to hire Steve Wilks. You know, that whole situation happens. Now, in that sense, it almost seems like we're chasing the ghost of Patrick Mahomes, because who did we just hire? Patrick Mahomes' old coach. So, in my opinion, I feel like that's a direct connection right there, whether anybody may want to talk about it or not. But, you know, that's my opinion on that situation, and I'll listen off the air.
Look, I think that's a good read, Alberto. That's an insightful read. You might be right. They might be chasing the ghost of Patrick Mahomes. My issue here is that if Bruce Arians felt as though time was up in Arizona because they did not have a young quarterback, Carson Palmer was at the end. They had stalled to 8-8. It's fine. Need a fresh start? Fine. But don't go out there and publicly say it's about family then. Don't say, I've got to watch my granddaughter grow up and I'm so worried about my son being older. I hate when coaches use that and then come back. You know, here's what you can say. Bill Cowher has integrity. Because Bill Cowher walked away from the Steelers a year after winning the Super Bowl and said, it's about family. I missed my daughters growing up, and that's not going to happen again. And Bill Cowher was one of the best coaches at when he was coaching, still being available for his daughters and his wife. He still was there, and he said, it's not enough. I need to be with them. And he walked away, and every year he could have had a head coaching job. Every year. And he never came back. It really was about his family. But Urban Meyer steps away and says, it's about my family, it's about my health, and then comes back a year later. Bruce Arians says, it's about my family, it's about my health, and comes back a year later. I mean, what is that about? Sydney's next up in Columbus, Georgia, listening on radio.com. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, D.A. Good morning.
What's up?
I have a couple of things. The Kansas City Chiefs, their IRA, do they have anyone to your records that may be coming off that will play in the game on this Saturday?
I'm sorry, repeat that. About the Chiefs, you said?
Do the Kansas City Chiefs have anyone coming off an IRA that would be in the game against the Colts this Saturday?
No, nobody knew. I mean, Eric Berry came back a couple of weeks ago, but nobody out of nowhere that's going to come back for the Chiefs this week.
So Berry won't be there either?
No, Berry will be active. Yes, he will be active, but he was active a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. Nobody else is going to be active.
I don't think anybody of impact, no.
What happened to Sammy Watkins?
Sammy Watkins, he's not an IR. He's been banged up. I would assume that he's going to be active for this game. I would assume that all hands are on deck. We'll check Sammy Watkins' immediate status for you. He did practice. We just heard that.
Thank you.
No problem.
One last question.
Yes, sir.
Who is the favorite, D.A., in this game?
Chiefs are the favorite.
By what?
Let me check this number. I think it's six. Is that right? Six and a half? Or as maybe you can get me that?
It was 6.5 to start. I don't know what it's at right now. I'm looking right now.
I think it's still six. I think I saw it at
5.5.
5.5. Okay. So
what?
Watkins practiced. Should be available.
Was limited in practice, but it's progressing there. The spread is 5.5.
Okay.
Nobody fresh off IR.
Okay.
So a lot of, you know, big questions from Sydney there.
Berry will, though, play.
Yeah, he played in the last game the Chiefs played. It's funny because they had the bye week now, so you're all thrown off.
Right. I think the Kansas City Chiefs win this game, and I know that it's scary, it's terrifying for Chiefs fans. I think they win this game. I know that the Colts and Arrowhead and the playoffs all feels really spooky and terrifying. I think the Chiefs win this football game. So really interesting numbers dug up by Mike Tanier of Bleacher Report, who kind of used next-gen stats to tell a story about Tom Brady. Next-gen stats are all these kind of crazy next-level, next-generation stats, if you will, that the NFL is collecting about its league that aren't really used much. But they do how many seconds elapse before each throw, intended air yards, intended or completed air yards. In other words, how far are you trying to throw it? How far, instead of yak or run after catch, yards after catch, yards of the sticks, how far you throw in front of or past the first down marker. Aggressiveness, tight window measurements. And Mike Tanier found that Tom Brady has decreased in all of these stats this year. That his completed air yards, his intended air yards are in the 20s in terms of quarterbacks. Air yards to the sticks, throwing to the first down marker, in the 20s. Throwing inside a tight window, 27th. That where he ranked in terms of throwing shorter passes and where his passes were going were comparable to Case Keenum and Kirk Cousins. Painting a picture of Tom Brady needing to throw shorter passes at this point in his career. Now, is it possible it's because they don't really have a deep threat? Sure. I think it's more than likely at 41 years old, most of this has to do with diminished arm strength and Brady being the savant that he is, understanding, make quick decisions, throw quickly, underneath, move the sticks. We're not going to hit huge plays. And remember, Gronk also banged up, not effective. We're not going to hit big plays. We must move the sticks methodically. But what it's showing you, I think, also, is that Brady needs to do this because he's got diminished arm strength. And that this is where his game is right now. And the more that Mike Tanier dug into these numbers, the more that you saw Brady was worse this year than ever before on third down, worse this year than ever before on air yards, worse than ever before on aggressive percentage. And I want to talk to Mike Giardi about this coming up here next. He covered the Patriots for NFL Network. We'll do that coming up here at the top of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.